One thing that I learned in secondary school is how to be a hustler.
I think I have wicked tendencies, but I'm not wicked.
You're always saying bad energy stay far away, but
bad energy stay far away, but you're the bad energy.
I dare you to lick in Kechi's pants.
You guys don't know I have brain. I have brain.
I got a friend now. First of all, nobody asked. Second of all, your outfit is actually trash and we don't care.
The only time I'm on my knees is, well, that's classified.
Chidera, this is a family channel.
I hope my mother isn't listening to this podcast.
Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of The Care Package. It's episode 89, very close to 100.
Journey to 100, loading.
Journey to 100 episodes. And I was literally just saying to Chidera that honestly, there's another podcast I know that has celebrating their 200th episode. And I'm just like, how? Because
creating blood on episode,
in fact, when we clocked episode like 40, we were like, how? Like, what are people talking about? Because I want you to challenge and name one topic that the Care Package has spoken about. Just one.
One.
Because, yeah.
I want politics, so we gave you guys politics. I want friendship, we gave you guys friendship. I want dating, we gave you guys.
Relationship. Finance.
School, university, job, mental health, everything. We've spoken about it. But yeah.
Anyway.
89, back in your ears again.
Yeah, so for this episode, we stumbled across an interesting video on the internet that we're gonna discuss because it has many layers and that's gonna be the basis of the episode. But before we get into that, what has happened in the past week?
I'm unavailable. I'm not gonna see me. Those of you that are living under a stone under the ocean, Davido's back. Davido released his Timeless album. Was it this week or last? It was last week.
It was last Friday.
Yeah, last week. And yeah, Davido's back. I think he just performed in New York and I think he's coming to London to perform as well.
You guys, when I saw that he was coming to London in the middle of April, I've never felt heartbreak like that because guess where I am right now? Not London. I am in Lagos.
Why are you revealing?
And it's happening one in Lagos, so. When you were in England, you don't review your location. When we were in, and then the one that he's having in Lagos, I'll be back in London. So I'm not going to get to have a timeless night with Davido. But that's fine.
Yeah, Davido looks refreshed. I would say that obviously we mentioned on this podcast, he is recovering from the loss of his son, Ifeanyi. And he did an interview and him and Chioma are now married, which... Some of us knew, some of us didn't know. Yeah.
Neither here nor there. I think the album is great. I think he also mentioned in an interview that, because obviously he's been teasing his album for a while now.
Yeah.
But apparently this is not the album he was originally meant to release. After everything that happened, he scrapped the original and came up with this one. And the original was supposed to have Stand Strong as the intro. The original was supposed to feature RD and Tion Wayne. I'm not mad because this album is 10 times better than whatever it is.
Sometimes like, I forget Tion Wayne isn't an artist. I think he's an influencer. I can't
lie. So, literally, like, this album is so good. What would you say are your favorite songs?
I have to go and look. But I do like the one with Big Skep. I really like Skepta. I don't know why. I used to like Skepta, like forgot about him, and then now I'm back on my Skepta wave. I listen to, is it Konnichiwa in the gym? And I always feel like beating somebody. But I like You, brackets, Juju. I like No Competition. I like Godfather and obviously Unavailable.
I'm unavailable. Them know they see me.
Obviously Champion Sound. Champion Sound has been out since.
When I heard Unavailable for the first time, I literally said, I can literally imagine me in the club. I can imagine people in the club shouting this song. Yeah. And literally not up to 24 hours, Davido drops the song, the dance challenge. And I was like, Annie, you know what? You're a visionary. But I think personally, I have so many favorites. Over them, the intro is so good. Feel is so good. In the Garden is so... The first three songs, I love. Unavailable, obviously. Bop, He Paid Me, Away. I love all the songs. I love all the songs. Okay, let me actually tell you guys my favorites because I've actually just named all the songs. I think my favorites would be Feel in the Garden, and No Competition. Or No Competition was one of my favorites, but now I feel like I'm hearing it too much because it's a TikTok trend, where they put four pictures of themselves. So I'm like, okay, well, yeah, I'm kind of done with that song now.
But you know, one thing I definitely have noticed, and I guess it's been happening for a while, is you're seeing a one thing I can say about Nigerians is if Nigerians are going to do something, they're going to do it better than the original person that did it. I think this whole Aman Piano that everyone's incorporating into their music is great. I love it for us. Like, Nigerian Afrobeats is already upbeat, but then Afrobeats X Aman Piano, I'm here for it. I'm so fucking here for it. But yeah. So Davido drops something else that happened. So for those of you that don't know, ex-president Donald Trump is being arraigned today in court. And I'm just going to give you guys the brief facts that so basically a week ago, I think 2 weeks ago. No, a week ago, yeah. A week on Tuesday, the district attorney in Manhattan, a grand jury announced that a grand jury voted to indict Trump on charges believed to be related to hush money to porn actress Stormy Daniels in 2016. They haven't released the charges yet, but that's what the arraignment is for. So they're going to tell Trump all his charges that all his charges today. And apparently there are 34 counts. So he's and this is just 2016.
Well, at least one of them is gonna land.
One of them is gonna stick, yeah. And this is just for 2016. I don't know. Someone was saying he still has to face January 6th, and he still has to face his documents that were found at Mar-a-Lago. So this guy is going to be in and out of court. And then basically how today is going to go is that the DA is going to go with Trump to the district attorney's office. He's going to be booked by the investigators, take his fingerprints, mugshots. He's going to be in court. They're going to tell him his charges, and then he's going to leave and go back to Mar-a-Lago. But I'm sure loads of you have seen today, because today we record on Tuesdays. So he was actually arrested ahead of his arraignment because they think he's going to flee. But it's a really big thing because he will be the first, this is the first thing he's ever done that he's the first. He'll be the first former US president in history to face criminal charges.
That is so crazy.
They said, fuck your presidential status. You're going to face everybody today. But yeah, that's what's going on. So Trump is on his way to court today, and obviously he's pleading no guilty to all of his charges. But
how do you put charges? Do you have charges in court?
34. One is sticking. 34 is a lot. If it was like
30, yeah, no, at least one is gonna hit.
34 is a lot, and that's just 2016. He still has so much to face. Because the guy is just, he's a walking maniac. Anyway, Trump. Also, KSI. Deji.
You know what?
KSI is
I've never rated KSI. From when I never knew of KSI, it was a white person that introduced me to KSI. That was the first indication that I wasn't going to like him as a person. I don't like creators that, especially creators that have never lived one day in Nigeria, using like African or Nigerianness for jokes or for bands, like making fun of their parents and things. Like, I've never, and that was his original. That was how he shot to fame, and then he started doing a few other things, and now he's part of. He's even boxing now. I think that's what everybody wants to do these days. But he basically has a channel called The Sidemen. It's with a few other creators. I don't really know who The Sidemen are because I don't really. One of them, Beta Squad, is much better, if you ask me. But basically, a video surfaced, because it was not hidden, but they posted, which is why I think this whole thing is quite stupid. They posted a video on Sunday where they had to play, like, you know all those games where, like, they give you a bunch of letters and you have to form a word from it. And so he had to say a word, and he said a racial slur. That was the word he chose, and it's not the N-word. That's a different group of people. And then he, obviously, the video got posted, and he then later apologized about it, blah, blah, blah. I think it's a publicity stunt because if you run a channel and you said, like, you know, people get caught for saying things like that. You actively said, I said that. Post, then you came back to apologize.
I think it just goes back to what Anu said. Sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you. It goes back to what you said last episode. Like, you're in a position of, I don't want to say fame, but like fame. And you said it, went through editing, and you said, good idea, let's post. It wasn't a case of something that you posted in 2001.
Like, you know what the climate is now, like, and you still said, oh yeah, let me post that, and then you're not apologizing later. It's giving big publicity stunt.
Yeah, and no offense, KSI, like Andrew said, I'm not really a big fan of KSI. I can't even lie to you. I feel like I just didn't really like him based on like his Nigerian content, because he only used Nigeria when it like suited him. Like, every other time, like, he'd be like talking to my African dad about this prank on my African mom. That's all he knew how to do. But he's obviously involved the Paul brothers now, because I think him and is it Logan?
Logan.
Yeah,
they have bedroom.
And the Logan brother, the Paul brothers are known for very, very controversial things. So I wouldn't be surprised if it's publicity stunts, but like, it's a very fucking stupid publicity stunts at that. But yeah, whatever. A fucking loser. I hate people. Full stop.
Yeah, anyway, so yeah, KSI posted an apology and Jake Paul responded saying, fake guy with fake apologies every other week. I hope you take this more serious and taking a break off social media so you can focus on training and reappearing 2 weeks before your fight. Meet with British South Asian community leaders, get with the right charities and give back. I made my own mistakes in my early 20s, but we are too old for this behavior. I look forward to knocking you out on behalf of all the South Asians in the world, you 30-year-old prick. And I'm not even one to back Jake.
There's always a fight involved. That's how they get the drama talking. But yeah. I don't know. I've never really liked KSI. I can't even lie to you. And I think he was under controversy again. I think a few months ago when he did a video with his dad and he was basically like, you're a horrible parent or something like that. And the dad was like, why? He was like, he just beats me. And there was a lot of discourse. Especially
as in KSI said to his dad that he's a horrible parent.
Yeah.
Okay.
And there's a lot of discourse about it, especially within the Nigerian communities, because, like, you shouldn't really be hitting your kid. But, like, for us Nigerians, we know, like, it's not great, but, like, it exists. And I don't know. There's just that whole thing is an episode for another day. I can't even get into the meat of that one.
That actually is an idea, you know?
Yeah.
An episode idea, but yeah. Talk about that a different day.
Last of all, last week we came to you saying Ekinsu is suing. Ekinsu has parted ways with another brand again.
And now it's starting to look like, oh, Ekin,
you're a liability, babe.
Ekin, I think it's you, babe.
She said her teamwork skills are crushed. Said we have to part ways. I'm joking, no, they didn't say that. But yeah. And it conveniently came after the old Polly one, and it's not great at all. And then also another person that's supposedly suing, I see it in quotation marks, is Paige. I haven't really heard about Paige since she left the island and she broke up with Adam. We could have all predicted it for her.
And also the brand that she's even suing too, I actually don't know them.
Like, come on, Paige, just go back to work in the hospital, I beg. Save all of us the wahala. But yeah, guys, let's get into the meat of the...
Onto the meat.
Episode today. So like Anu said, Anu, do you want to introduce this episode actually?
Yeah, sure. So shout out my friend. She knows who she is. She sent me a video this morning and inspired the concept of this episode, really. So basically I watched it's a TikTok and I sent it to Shida as well. And it's basically of this guy who's no older than 23, I would say, quite a young guy. Yeah. And he was basically just saying about how like society is basically done, like divorce rates are higher than they've ever been.
more youth are more broken than they've ever been. Social media is, you know, blah, blah, blah. Basically saying that society is in a worse off place than it used to be. And then he was basically like, oh, he's about to say something that's going to change our lives. I was like, side eye, but okay. And he basically started by saying, he said, he read a quote somewhere that said something like, I wrote it down. If you want to break down society, show young boys as many naked women as you can.
Wow.
When he said that, I was like, but then he went on to make several other points that I'm not sure where we stand. So we're like, let's come discuss and also give you guys an opportunity to say how you feel about it. Yeah. But he basically started by talking about influencer culture and also the OnlyFans kind of porn industry skyrocketing and being way more accessible than it was before. Right. Yeah. Okay. So, okay, I think I'm going to start by saying this guy, his delivery
was horrible.
His delivery was so bad that if there's any good beneficial thing that he said in the video, it was really hard for me to take it.
It kind of just sounded like he was yelling at you. And I think with something like the quote he made, like, about how you need to, if you want to destroy society, you should show 12-year-old boys naked women. You can't yell at people. Like, you made a very wild quote to start your argument. But yeah, essentially that's what he spoke about. And basically, like Anu said, influencer and like just how accessible, like essentially the porn industry nowadays. And I think this topic has just been coming up. I think this topic just comes up every time. Like, how many times this whole influencer thing? Oh my, it tired me. Like, I can't. I don't even know where we stand as a society, because like I think France is now trying to put in a law that as an influencer you have to tell people if your photos have been edited or not. I think that's going to be a game changer.
Yeah, so basically his argument was that the first thing I'm going to say is, first of all, his delivery was so good. The guy is just, we'll link, I don't know, is there a way we can link videos in descriptions? I think you can. We'll figure it out.
Yeah.
We might link the video in the description so you can go back and watch the video so you can like make up your own ideas. But basically the argument the guy was making was that the kind of like, first of all, the porn industry and the OnlyFans industry is so much more widely available than it was that year. Like 12-year-olds literally can get on their phone, go on, they don't even have to go to the big bad websites. They can actually go on Instagram, go on Twitter and see breasts. Like, even me, sometimes I was scrolling on my TL, it just unprovoked breasts.
Yeah. Cool. Especially on Instagram.
He was arguing that like men seeing these things make them feel even more like, from a young age, make them feel even more entitled to women's bodies and the like seeing women, and also it now makes men and women kind of hate each other because men now feel entitled to the way women, to looking at women or whatever, and women are angry at men for doing that. But what I didn't like about the video is that he almost made it seem like women are also to blame, because he was like, first of all, he described women as hoes, which is such a red flag for me. And he said something like, women, you dress a certain way and you expect that you're not going to get the wrong looks for the wrong type of reason.
Yeah, women are allowed to dress however or wear whatever or however they want. Like,
But I think the thing, what resonated with me most about the video, the only thing that I could say, okay, yes, I understand where he's coming from, is that I do think social media has kind of influenced a lot of negative things. So like Chira was saying, like influencers, you see an influencer today, she's dressed in head to toe, she looks amazing, they look so good, stomach on flat, thighs are the right amount of thick, bum is the right amount of thick, lips are the right amount of, and you're just like, okay, so me now,
But I think that thing you said about France,
it's going to be a game changer. It is going to be a game changer. And I think one big thing that just essentially comes from social media, which I've seen a lot now, is just this like expectation that at 21, 22, you know, I have to start buying my house. Like, I should own 4 Birkins by now. Like, I feel like it's kind of just speeding up where everyone thinks they should be in life, which is like, obviously, everyone goes at their own pace and everything. But I feel like when you see all these influencers like, oh, I'm flying out to France with this, watch me go get my Birkin, now I have a private jet. Or like, I feel like it's just like, wow, this guy is 20 and he has all of this. It's like, me at 21, what am I doing? You know? Kind of thing. I just, and also like Anu said, body issues, mental health, social media just has, and we're just saying for the people that consume it, like the people that release, like the social media, the influencers themselves, there's so many people that have like said they're taking social media breaks because this thing that they've relied on to, you know, make a living, TikTok isn't pushing their videos anymore. They're not making their money anymore. Instagram Reels, they're not getting the views they used to get anymore. And they're distressed. Like, everybody's now like, obviously, their income is based on me watching them or whatever. But like, everyone's now in a state where social media is the thing that's holding everybody together. You know?
I was going to say, I was talking about this video with someone else, and we were talking about like, obviously, the message that we're pushing out today is that women can dress however they want and should not be abused or objectified or sexualized for that reason. Yeah. But we were talking about like, why do you think these days people feel like, not that they have to, but people more want to dress like with a little bit less clothes? Like, why do you think, like, when you think about yourself personally, why do you think you might want to be more naked than you used to want to be a few years ago?
I think, I don't know. I don't know. Like, I feel like back then people were still doing it, but it was like, oh, like, ah, she's wayward though, she's this or she's that. But like, I feel like it just comes down to like just knowing as a woman, like, whatever, I can wear whatever I want, and anything, God forbid, if anything happens to me, it's not my fault, kind of thing. Like, I think just knowing, I don't know, I actually don't know why as you get older you just opt to be, you just, I don't know, it's an interesting question. What do you think?
And a follow-up question is also, I'll answer, but follow-up question is also, if all the influencers today started dressing up in head-to-toe covered clothes, do you think we would feel like we should also start dressing up in head-to-toe covered clothes?
Oh, interesting. I don't know. I feel like to some degree, yes. But I feel like we'd be doing it unconsciously. Because essentially, now that you asked the second question, I might answer the first one. I think it's just more what you see and what's become normalized. So like, my feed is full of like influencers that I follow, you know, that look like me. They're the same like size 12 or whatever. And they're wearing this dress and they feel like, they feel great, they look great. I'm going to be like, well, I want to feel and look great, so I'm going to do it. And, you know, you just keep doing it. And I think unconsciously, the influencers drive, like, what we do and what we wear. Classic example are those platform Uggs. I don't mean to use this. I don't hate Uggs. I don't mean to use this as an example. But Bella Hadid wore those things with, like, jeans and a baggy top. Next thing, Model of Duty started trending. Everybody went from the mini skirts to the crop top, the baggy jeans. Guys, those platform Uggs were back ordered for 4 months.
Bruh.
4 months. And they're not the most comfortable shoes. I was influenced. I have those shoes. I'm part of the problem. But I think it just shows how, like, unconsciously, if someone, I don't want to say someone you admire or someone you follow, someone that you have a bit of respect for online, when they start doing something, you're unconsciously like, oh yeah, no, I respect them. Like, you know,
let me try and emulate that. Like, I might not have the money to emulate the outfit the way they want, but like now you'll see like influencers doing Bella Hadid's look on a budget, and they get because that's what people want to see. I want to be Bella Hadid but on a budget, you know.
I think for me, like in terms of like, okay, why do I feel more comfortable dressing naked? I think one is because, as much as like, okay, social media has a lot of negative sides and it's pushed a lot of harmful like body, you know, messages, I also feel like on the flip side it's also pushed a lot of positive images. Yeah. Like there's a lot more influence, like for example, if you compare now to the early 2000s, everybody was skinny, everybody was wearing crop tops and low-rise jeans, and you would not see a girl that was like a size 10,
yeah,
who's like that's somebody that's smaller than both Chidera and I. That girl is fat. That's the fat best friend.
The girl that was like size 10 couldn't model. They send her back home.
Even size 8, they'll be looking at you like,
man, it's losing pounds.
Do you get like, so I also feel like now there's a lot more like, there's lots of confidence boosters for people who are a bit like, they have extra meat, right? So I feel like I've been pushed to a place where I'm more confident about my body, which is why I might choose to show a few extra, you know, legs and skin. But then I also think in terms of influencers, like, and I was saying that because the way the guy described it, almost as if like we're being brainwashed and we don't realize.
Yeah.
And obviously I can't really speak to that, because if I'm being brainwashed, I won't actually know. But I don't think it's, I think it's less so that and more so like, if I see Bella Hadid, like I'm a bit different from Chidera, like I'm not really invested in trying to get the Bella Hadid look. Like I'm not really bothered. Like I don't really care what influencers are doing. However, so if Bella Hadid decided that she wants to start wearing head to toe cover up clothes, like that's her business. But if I went, it's more about being what's being normalized, like what Chidera said. Like if I went to a restaurant, yeah, and everybody was wearing head to toe cover up clothes, maybe because they want to be like Bella Hadid, and I walked in wearing next to nothing, the next time I go out, trust me, I'm gonna be in head to toe covered up.
Yeah, I feel like it's also, we don't like, I don't want to say, like Anu said, you don't really realize, but it's like subtle social influence, like it's in groups and out groups. It goes back to like, you know, it's a psychology class, so I know
this. Okay.
But yeah, essentially it's in groups and out groups. And basically what that involves is like the in groups, like the people that like do the same things as you, you're like, oh my God, my guy. But the people that like are the out group, you're like, she's a bit like, that's why when, I don't want to say when we were younger, but a few years ago, because like it was a very small proportion of people that were going out to next to nothing, it was like, that girl, low, this. But now it's like she's the in group and there's now the out group, you know? You're mad. But yeah, I think we don't realize, and we speak about it on the podcast a lot, when we talk about like Nigeria and social media, I don't think anyone realizes the effects social media, consciously or unconsciously, has on you. Or because I kind of noticed, like, if something, for those of you that watch Swarm, that's exactly what I'm not like any person, but like if there's someone like, I am a diehard Jackie Anna fan. Jackie Anna can do no wrong in my eyes. But if there's someone on my TL slated Jackie Anna, I would be angry, you know?
Obviously, in relation to the influencers, the guy also talked about how, like, you know, everybody wants big lips, everybody wants big breasts, everybody wants to look the BBLs, to look a certain way.
I think...
And, yeah, go.
I don't know. My issue with... Not my issue, but the whole thing about plastic surgery is, like, everyone being like, I want a BBL. Like, guys... Lip filler, let me put it in perspective for you guys. I sound like my father. Lip filler, like one injection is like $2,000. One injection. And you're getting five to, like, I think at the end of the day, people don't realize how expensive these things are. And in a bid to cut costs, people are going to like the Dominican Republic. And we're hearing a lot more stories, especially coming from the Dominican and Niger, about botched BBL, botched liposuction. Like,
that's like, the thing as well, because loads of people are trying to do it, but they can't afford to do it. So they try to cut corners and find some cheap doctor in Turkey. And
not just botched, but people are not, obviously not from lip fillers, but from BBLs, people are dying.
People are dying.
Because you want to look
at it. You guys don't know. Because when you're not doing it, it's like, I feel like that's one thing you just really, like, especially if it's something you want, you can't really, anything medical, you can't really cut corners on it.
You can't cut corners. I'm so sorry.
I feel like you pay for the experience of that doctor, because especially with stuff, like, you're seeing a lot of people dying from BBLs and lipo. Because, especially in the case of lipo, like, liposuction, when they take the fat out of your stomach and put it to your bum bum. But, like, in the case of lipo, when they don't know the fat that's going in your bum bum, they don't know how your bum bum is going to react to it. And you see a lot of people, like, infection spread. And now you're in a situation where your bum looks great, but you can never sit down again.
Facts, sir. Facts. In terms of that, I agree with him that, like, social media is toxic in that regard. At the end of the day, like, people are allowed to get surgery if they want. Like, that's fine. But I do think that a lot of people need to think more about why they want it.
Yeah, because
a lot of the time, it's to jump on a trend that is going to change in the next few years anyway. And then what are you going to do then? How many of these influencers, like Shira said, how many of these influencers do we know that have now gone to go and reverse things that they did? So I think we should just be a bit more thoughtful about the kind of things that we get, especially if they're life-threatening. But yeah. And anyway, moving on. So the guy also talked about how, like, there's a lot more cheating. Divorce rates are higher than they used to be. That in those days, husbands would go off to war and the wives would be like, yeah, I'm at home. I'm waiting for my husband. I'm not going to cheat. I'm going to stand by him until he comes back. He was basically glorifying those kind of relationships. And on one hand, the thing is, it's rare for me to be like, I wish things could go back to the way they were before that, because then was when women had no rights. Then was when a woman had to ask her dad or ask her husband before she could own a bank account. Then was when people would stay in toxic marriages because they can't.
Black people had no rights.
Black people had no rights. I'm never going to be like, oh yeah, I wish we could go back to the times. And I also feel like social media has also made things more, like, we all things more accessible. I strongly believe that a lot of those women were cheating that year, but we just don't know because there was no social media to tell.
I do see in social media, like, I just see in society now, there's just not a lot of regard for, like, I don't want to say the sanctity of relationships, but, like, essentially the sanctity of relationships. And I feel like it's because, one, some of the best R&B music being released right now is about toxic behavior. Shout out Brent Fires. Man is incredibly toxic in his music. But, like, then to combine toxic music, we now have, like, those alpha male podcasts. And there's just a slew of problems from A to Z. Because now we were in a place where, like, you know, men were gaining respect for women, that if something was happening in the relationship, like, there was a bit of respect. Now, with these alpha male, like, podcasts and these opinionated people, you're not seeing a trend where, like, men believe that I'm the prize in the relationship. They're like, ask your woman what she brings to the table. If she has more than three bodies, don't wife her. If she's too educated,
meanwhile, this guy has 30 bodies.
Yeah, if she's not educated, women can be too educated. I don't want a lady that knows things of the world. Like, what the fuck are you saying? Like, what the fuck does that even mean? I don't understand that. Are you making sense? I feel Yeah, no, go on.
I was just going to say, so I feel like him comparing current relationships to relationships of the past, like, him making it seem like the women of then are so good because they could wait for their husbands while they went to war. I just feel like that's just a false equivalence. And then the guy also said, he said that children are not being taught family values anymore. Instead, they are being filled with information how to take care of their anxiety and depression. And he said it's in such a, like as if he was disgusted. Like,
yeah.
Said it like, he was like, oh, children don't spend time drawing or painting anymore, which I think is BS. Children, they still, even if it's on their iPad, they still be drawing, coloring, and painting.
I think it's a bit.
I think.
Yeah. No, sorry.
I feel like I guess, all in moderation as well, but him, like, complaining about the fact that young children are being educated on mental health, I don't think that's a problem, just because
I think it's a conversation we need to have a bit more, like.
And also, that is not to say, he's making it seem as if mental health issues did not exist then. They did. But people kept quiet because if you talk, they'll go and take you to go and be shocked. You say you're depressed, they'll go and take you to go and be shocked.
I think mental health is something that, like, I'm happy a lot of us are learning how. And I'm happy a lot of, like, young children are learning, like, it's okay not to be okay. Like, you know, you're not going to, like, you can't really expect kids to just be happy-go-lucky at every time. Like, you know, that was us as kids, and now we've grown up, and some of us are like, well, like, actually, that event was really traumatic for me. Or, like, you know, I'm not happy, and I haven't been happy for a while, kind of thing.
Like, and there's no problem with that.
Yeah, there really is no problem with that. And I think the whole, like, drawing and, like, going outside, yeah, like, I will agree that maybe there's a lot of tech in today's society, but, like, children are learning. Isn't there a 3-year-old that's making $1 million on YouTube reviewing toys?
Are you serious?
Yeah. Yes, it's online at Walmart.
Nah, first of all, I would hate to be in that guy's class because every small thing my parents would be asking me, does he have 2 heads? Yes, he does.
But yeah, anyway, with that video, the guy basically rounded up by saying, basically, men and women have been forced to hate each other because men have been, like, brainwashed into thinking that women are objects and they can do whatever they want with them. And women are brainwashed into hating men for objectifying them, even though it's their fault that they're being objectified. That's the part I didn't really like. He made it seem as if, not that's the part, because there's also parts I didn't really like, but he made it seem as if women are the problem. I know he was saying that the main problem is social media and influencing, making women dress skimpier and making men objectify them. But he was basically just saying men and women have been forced to hate each other, and because of that, there's not going to be any real families in the future. And I just don't agree with that. I'm so sorry. Like, I just feel like people like that are not open to change. Like, years have passed, generations have passed. Things are not going to be the way they were in the 1920s. Like, things are going to change, and we're going to have to think of a new family model if that's what it has to be. But we have to change with the times. We can't be doing the same. I'm waiting for my husband to come back from a war-torn country that we're doing 50 years ago.
And I think he kind of, when he made that statement and his, like, ending statement where he was kind of like, what happened to the guys like me? It was giving very nice guys finish last.
And the guy was like, oh, what about people like me who don't want to go out drinking, who don't want to go to the club, who don't want to look at women? I was just like, you just go away.
I think his
speech was very, like, holier than thou. And it's like, as I said, this man is no older than 23. So it just felt like,
are you not part of the society
that you're shaming?
I think I agree with Anu. People like that are very, like, that they, you know, they want to go back to the old times. I think it's very, I don't want to say it's a backward way of thinking, but essentially it's a backwards way of thinking. It's
myopic. Yeah. Short-sighted word, grammar.
I think,
come check me out.
I think we just moved on. Not moved on, but, like, we've evolved as a, I don't want to say, we've evolved as a society, and, like, the typical family model that existed then, like, man, woman stays at home, 5 children, doesn't really, like, it exists now, but then there are much more varieties. Like, there's man, there's woman, there's man, woman. Like, there's so many different family models that work for so many people. And I think it's very close-minded to be like, what about guys like me? Shut up, bro. Nobody got the recipe to your mom's peach cobbler. Shut up.
And I also feel like there's guys like you out there, and there's also women like you out there. So go and look for the women that are like you. Like,
because,
right?
Like I said, on those podcasts, those alpha male podcasts, they always bring guests that agree with their views. Go and find one.
Exactly. So there must be some people like that out there. But I think in terms of, like, summarizing how we felt about the video, I think Chira and I were just talking about how, like, social media in general has become such, like, a negative place, and for so many reasons we know, but, like, I feel like people are always gingered to want to cuss out other people or to cancel other people. Will say the meanest things just so they can get 2 likes on their tweets, and it's just like,
and what I think about it, I think about, like, for those of you that year, everybody, like, I remember, like, maybe, like, 2017, 2016, everybody had a Finsta. And Finstas were, like, essentially what photo dumps were now. Like, it was like a private story. Like, you just put, like,
your funniest moments or like something you didn't want to post on the gram. Okay, people have like 4 finsters that they use just to bully people. Do you know how wild that is?
People have fake accounts just so they can bully people. And the Shade Borough, as much as I follow the Shade Borough, it's such a terrible place. And I don't think I've realized how terrible. I don't think I realized how terrible it was until recently. Because before, like, obviously I see them post like stuff where they're low-key calling people to you know, insult other people.
Yeah.
But today I saw a post on Shade Borough where it's saying that English football team, the Lionesses, have a new kids where they're going to be wearing dark blue shorts because of period concerns, right? Mm-hmm. I think that's fantastic. I think it's fantastic that we're now considering things like that, because before they had to wear all white. First of all, the fact that you're coming to come out to come and play football when I'm on my period, I'll just be like, excuse me. But then the fact that I now have to not only think about the football I'm playing, about the discomfort that I feel, but also be worried that I'm potentially going to stain my shorts. So I think it's fantastic that we're considering these things. People in the comments are saying, why is this news? Why are you telling us? Who cares? They should just bring it home. And I'm just like, can you guys see how negative we've become? Like, I don't
think... I can't, like... As much as I want to make money, like very, like make my money work for me, that I'll just do something and make money, I could never be a social media influencer. My brain couldn't hack it. Because those guys, I can't even lie, they're stronger than most. Because some of the comments people be getting, like there's a girl I follow on TikTok, Nabella, and Nabella is, I love her. Nabella is just really a ray of sunshine. She never says anything negative about anyone. She does little pockets of peace videos where she just talks about the great things in her day and how, like, you know, she escaped an arranged marriage, she had fertility. Like, she's very open, but she's a very positive person. And her comments, disgusting. They'll be like, because Nabella is Indian, so it's very like race based, very fat shaming, and I'm like, she literally does no fucking wrong. You guys are fucking bullies. And you know, it's all those people hiding behind fake accounts, because if you have something to say, say with your chest. Why are we going around in circles? Fuck around and find out. Because it stresses me out. Social media is such a mean.
The thing about social media now, I'll post a picture that I think I look fantastic. Somebody will now be like, see the way her nose is crooking to the left. Now, new insecurity unlocked. I did not know that my nose used to crook to the left.
I remember, my Instagram is still private. Like, I open it public for one day and it goes back private. I'm not brave enough to... Even when you can see, like, the stats of your post, when I see it's been sent off 4 times, I'm like, who the fuck is talking about me?
Who is sending it?
Hey! It's such a anxiety-ridden place. And kudos to all the influencers, but I couldn't. Because one bad comment is just going to throw me off. Like, it's either about my race, my size, my nose... I can't, because I'll insult somebody's grandma and that's the end. Next thing, I'm cancelled. I don't have chest for it. But yeah, I think another thing, while we're just on topic of like the, I guess, freedom that gives you, is just like, I don't want to say shame, but like, obviously freedom of speech on the internet, but like, the biggest issue with freedom of speech is like, when you put something, a very personal issue about your life, your family, your marriage, your relationship out there, and it starts getting misconstrued, or like people start searching into your private life. I don't mean to be that person, but your life isn't private anymore. Like, you made that an issue of public discourse. And I do understand you're frustrated that, like, especially since those
people feel like they're entitled,
yeah. But like, you never drew that line at what was yours and what was for us to see. And I'm going to give two examples. First one is when Jackiana got engaged, everyone found out 2 weeks after. And she said she made the declaration for us there. She's not giving us a house tour. She's not giving us wedding videos, nothing. And people respected her boundaries. Like, someone was asking her why she still hasn't gotten married. She was like, can't lie, none of your business. Like, and that's like, she set her boundaries early. But then there was another TikTok.
And the thing about Jackiana is that, how do we know that she's not already married? Like, she could actually also be already married. Like, but she just told us that it's never going to be our business.
It's not our business. And then there was another TikToker that was talking about how she thought her husband was dead, but really he was living in Mexico with his mistress. And it came out that, like, apparently she's a liar and she lies about things because she told her ex-fiance that her mother was in a coma and he was dead. That's how, when she told her that, she told her mom that her husband was dead, the mom called the husband. The husband said, me, dead. I thought you were dead. So everybody thought everyone was dead. But yeah, that's kind of like, and then people were like doing deep dives into everything she had said about like graduating from UCLA, meeting Kanye West, out smoking Snoop Dogg. And everyone's like, I can't fucking lie to you, you're a fucking liar. And obviously stuff like court documents, they're readily accessible to anybody. And she was like, why are you guys into my private life? Like, that's my life. And people in the comments were like, well, no. Like, once you started posting people's phone number, your address, and can't lie, babes, it was free for all. Like, yeah. But yeah, that's... my mouth is tired. I get stressed. But yeah, guys, that's all we have for you guys in this episode of the Care Package podcast. Yeah, we want to hear your opinions. What do you guys think?
Yeah, we'll link the video down below in the description.
Yeah.
I'll actually try my best to do that so you guys can also watch it and let us know what you think.
We want to hear what you guys think. Yeah, what do you think of social media? Do you feel influenced? Do you not feel influenced? Do you feel like you're being brainwashed? Do you want them to abolish social media? Do you want them to cancel TikTok? Let us fucking know in the comments. Yeah, guys, that's all we have for you guys on this episode of the Care Package podcast. Follow us on Instagram and Twitter at Care Package Pod and TikTok at Be Care Package Pod. And yeah, catch you guys next week.
This package has been signed, sealed, and delivered. Thank you.